Welcome home, angels. Ah! Is this the right sound? Hold on. Oh, shit. Oh, y'all know what time it is. You know what time. You know what time it is. It Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Talks with Ty Tuesdays. With Talks with Ty the podcast. On your ass. Welcome back, angels. I miss you. Y'all missed me yesterday for Motivational Mondays. I know. Don't judge me. But I'm back. Let's talk to Ty Tuesdays. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Yeah. Come on in the room. Okay, enough of that. Listen, I got a rant today. Before I get into Ty's Jewel of the Day, before we start the intro, okay, Metro, let me tell you something. I don't know what in the ghetto, hood rat, public transportation shit y'all got going on.
Y'all got me fucked up. Like, for real.
I left school at 4:30, okay? I did not get home from school till 7:30. Approximately 30 minutes ago. It was maybe like 7:15. I left Tyson's at 4. Y'all, it took me 3. Let me tell y'all something, Metro. I don't know who the powers that be are, but that orange and silver line shit that y'all got going on, you need to get it together. There's no reason why you should have a shuttle bus running to Dulles when you have the train running to Dulles. It was a line longer than the welfare food stamp card line on the first of the month, okay, to get on the bus. I mean, this line was Million Man March long. I'm talking long. That made absolutely no sense. Metro, get it together now. Okay, I don't want to be going through this for the next 30 days, and I gotta get to school, and then y'all wait to the last 2 months of school to try me. Get it.
Fix it now, right now. All that damn money y'all make, fix it
now. Moving right along. Let's get into Ty's Jewel of the Day. Let's get into Ty's Jewel of the Day. Mm-hmm. I just had to let y'all the boo. Oh my goodness. Hello. I'm live, babe. Huh? Wish it. All right, bye. Okay, that was the boo. Ting. But anyway, what I was saying. Oh, Ty's Jewel of the Day. Yeah, let's get into that. Let's get into Ty's Jewel of the Day. Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Today is June the 6th, Tuesday, June the 6th. Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. Trust that you are never facing difficulties alone. You are always divinely supported through the experiences that define your worth and happiness. Things are working in your favor, even when you do not see them. How else would you get clear on what you want if you don't cleanse what is holding you back? At this moment, the universe is working for you, with you, and ahead of you. Have faith that your doors are already open. They are waiting on you to walk through. No matter what, keep growing through love, Ty. Okay, that was Ty's Jewel of the Day for today. I'm going to go ahead and go to the Instagram, and so I could be live on there. Y'all, this is a lot of work, honey. Okay. So I could be live on Instagram so we could get this show started. I haven't been doing this the past couple of weeks. Y'all, I really got to get it together, because when I come live, it be so much. Oh, sorry. It be so much going on. And so, like, I forget to do certain things when I'm creating my content. So, without further ado, y'all know what it is. Cue the intro! All right, now we are back. We are back with Talks with Ty Tuesdays. Y'all might hear my dogs in the background because they over there acting a fool. But we're going to go ahead and get into tonight's topic, okay? Without further ado, tonight's topic. Tonight we'll be talking about mindset, reacting tactically versus strategically. Okay, I'm going to give you guys a little background on where this conversation even comes from. Hold on, y'all. Let's get Instagram on the line. Hey, Instagram. Welcome back to Talks with Ty Tuesdays. So like I said before, tonight we will be talking about mindset and how we react, how we think. So mindset, reacting tactically versus strategically. And I'm going to give you guys a little background on what even got me to this today. So today in school, we had a guest speaker who happens to be the owner of the school. If you don't know, I attend Paul Mitchell, the school in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, okay? And the owner of that school, gentleman, he goes by the name of Julio Veglio. Veglio? I think that's how you say it. Julio Veglio. And he's an author, a motivational speaker. He's also a serial entrepreneur. He owns several Tyson's, several Paul Mitchell schools. And he brought us a little snippet of his book. Or like what he's working on to write. He's also an author. And so he brought us this pamphlet today. And he's really, really good. Like, I really, really like him. I actually follow him on social media. I subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's just amazing, right? His word, the way he comes across, the way he speaks, the way he gets points across. I just, somebody that I like. And so I was excited to see that he came to the school today, and he gave us this exercise for discovery, and it's called Unwrapping Your Gift. And it's a pamphlet. It looks something like this, and it has a lot of things in it, right? So I, while he was talking, I just slightly skimmed through the literature. And one of the things that he talks about, which I'm actually going to probably go through this book in entirety with you, well, this pamphlet, with you guys, because it's really, really good. So these will be some of my topics. And I'll dissect them down to how I look at them, and hopefully it helps somebody. I could plant a seed out there. But he talks about reacting strategically versus tactically. And when I first saw this, it spoke to me in my military mind, because I understand strategic and I understand tactical. So when you think about tactical, right? Tactical is the right now, the immediate action, okay? It's whatever you have right now to get a result right now. It's tactical. It needs to happen now, immediate result. And when you think strategic is long term, okay? So when you think tactical, let's look at maybe fitness, right? You think about your fitness goal. So what do you need to do right now to achieve that 30-day mark? So what do you want to be in the next 30 days? Okay. In order to achieve that 30-day mark, you have to be tactical. You have to do a certain amount of things in order to get there. You cannot deviate from those things. Through the tacticality, you will develop a strategic plan, which is going to take you to your long-term goal. Okay. So it talks about, and I'm going to reference this because when I read this literature, it made me think about me currently in my co-parenting relationship. And as some of you may or may not know, I have two children. One is 18. That's my oldest son. And then I have one is 19. He just turned 19. That's my oldest son. And then I have a 13-year-old. So I'm still in a co-parenting ship with my 13-year-old's dad, who also happens to be my soon-to-be ex-husband. Okay, so it's weird saying that, but that's what he's going to be, right? Technically, legally, we're married, but we've been separated, right? So We've been legally separated. So this is my soon-to-be ex-husband, but we still have to have this relationship in reference to our son. And so it not only made me think about me, but it also made me think about my bae, right? Because he's also a co-parent. And it's so important to understand how you react to these long-term relationships. So I think about pain, right? And I think about what I went through when we first separated and how all these things unfolded to even cause the separation. And a lot of people might say, well, Ty, you always talk about this. Yeah, I talk about it because it was very detrimental in my life. It was a huge part of my transition. And it's also what started my healing process, the pain, right? So, and it made me better. Like, legit, the shit made me better. So that's why I always talk about it, because I think that people don't understand that when you're experiencing pain, it's only to make you better. You have to get what you need to get from it. And I preach that all the time. Oh, gosh. I preach the grow through, right? Because the growing through is very, very important, right? And most of the time, the grow through happens in pain. And so you have to understand that that pain, you need that pain to become better. So if you're in a situation and you're going through something right now, enjoy, like, bring it on, because there's something for you to get there. And it's important that you get it while you're in it, because if not, unfortunately, you might have to spend a block on that lesson again. So it's important that when hardship approaches us, that we start to look at it differently, right? So this brings me to what we're talking about tonight, which is the strategically, the mindset reacting strategically versus tactically. So when we are hurt, and all this kind of dwindles back to a lot of the things that I've talked about, like emotions, right? Being in control of emotions, because that controls how we think at the time, tactical, right? Versus understanding what you're feeling and processing it, and coming out with a rational decision, not an emotional decision, strategic. All right. So the only thing that I can kind of reference that to right now in my life is my co-parenting relationship with my youngest son's dad. Now, when the situations occurred, when life started life and when things started happening with me and him, I was hurt. And I wanted immediately, naturally, at that time, because I wasn't the person that I am now, at that time, I wanted to hurt him back. So every thought that I was thinking was tactical, right? So let's talk about tactical thinking really quick. Being tactical, right, and being strategic are two different approaches to achieving a goal. All right? Being tactical and being strategic, I'm sorry, y'all, are two different approaches to achieving a goal, and they require different skills and mindsets. All right? Tactical thinking, okay? We tend to think tactical when we are in an emotional state. Tactical thinking is focused on the short-term and immediate actions that need to be taken to achieve a specific goal. So if you hurt me, it is very human and natural for me to want to
hurt your ass back. Okay? I want to get it done right then. God need to come get you right now. Because you might have me fucked up. Okay?
So let's think about that. Tactical, okay? Tactical, the right now. It involves analyzing the current situation. Okay? This is what we do when we get mad. We analyze the current situation, identify the available resources. What I got around me right now to
fuck some shit up. What I got right now. Okay? This is emotional now.
Tactical thinking is emotional thinking. I'm going to read that one more time. It involves analyzing the current situation, identifying the available resources and taking action based on that analysis. What I got around here?
What I got around here to fuck some shit up? The bat, the gun, I'm finna go shoot. I bust the windows out your car.
Okay. I'm busting the windows out your car. I'm shooting up your house. Chitty, chitty.
Bang, bang, nigga. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Real tactical up in this piece. Y'all can't hear the
voiceovers on Instagram, but we got it going on over here. But chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Tactical right now. How can I make you feel what you're making me feel? And in a militant standpoint, we do. Tactical is the last result. But baby, when we got to take it there, we going to take it there. Okay? So, tactical thinking is important for achieving short-term wins and addressing immediate challenges. So in co-parenting, sometimes tactical thinking is necessary, right? But when you're thinking tactical, it only has to be for the benefit of the child. If the tactical thinking is not going to benefit the child, whom is in the middle of the co-parenting relationship or organization, right? You're going to have a problem. Because if the tactical thinking only benefits you, then the short-term outcome is not a win. The tactical thinking has to benefit the child. So if you're co-parenting and you need to be thinking tactical because something has happened and you need to fix it right then, if it is not for the betterment and the benefit of the child, it is wrong. I had to learn that, y'all. I had to learn that. I was presented with a situation with my son. I knew that me and his father were separating. I completely understood that. This was over. It had just went too far, right? And some things are done that you just can't come back from. And I was hurt. I was deeply hurt. My tactical thought process was to take my son and leave. But God, because somewhere in that I was praying because I was so hurt. I couldn't breathe. I needed God. Like I needed God because I didn't know what else to do. So the beauty in that pain is that it pushed me further into God's presence. Right. And I'm only talking about me. Some people, it might be the universe, whatever you use, whatever you say. I don't push religion. I just keep it 100. All right. So it pushed me into God's bosom. And in that, I knew that I would get something, but I didn't know exactly what or how. So in being pushed into prayer and asking God for help, it was revealed to my spirit that what I thought I was going to do, I wasn't going to do. And that if I didn't do it, the long-term outcome would not be a win. God revealed to me that I had to leave my son with his dad. And he revealed to me why. So I had a choice. Because I knew in my hurt heart's posture, not in my healed heart's posture, in my emotional heart's posture, in my pain, I knew that that was the only thing that I had from that situation with him. And I also knew it would hurt him if I took our son and left. Most women are not going to admit that. Ooh, that's got to come from a healed place. Knowing that that thought process was absolutely wrong. But God was working on me even when I didn't want him to be. Y'all not ready for me. I said he was working on me even when I didn't want him to be. And he was revealing things to me that I had to do in order to be successful in my future. He was teaching me how to be strategical. We're going to talk about that in a second. Now, during that time, I didn't want to be strategical. I didn't want to deal with that. I wanted to be tactical. I wanted everybody around me to feel what I was feeling, and I let God know that. Well, if you know God, then you know he talked back. And he let me know what we could do it your way. But at some point, it's going to be my way. Okay, I know what that means because I've been there, done that. I've been through it before. I've done things, asked God for some help. He told me what to do and I didn't do it. And I knew where it left me and I didn't want to go through that. I was already hurting. But I wanted to be tactical. Like, I'm like, why can't he feel what I feel? Why can't I just take my son and go on? Well, why would you take your son and go on when you know that it's not the best thing for your son? Let's talk about knowledge and wisdom for a second. Knowledge, the act of knowing something. It's a game. You learn. Wisdom is totally different. You have a lot of people that have knowledge and never use wisdom. They're fools. Just because you know something doesn't mean that you do it. You ever heard that saying, when you know better, you do better? Well, not always. Only fools don't. Only a fool would know to make the right decision and they just don't do it. That's foolish. That's the difference between a fool and a wise person. See, the fool and the wise person, they both know the same thing. One just chooses to do it. So when you do it, you achieve a certain outcome. That's wisdom. So knowledge is knowing. Wisdom is the act of applying knowledge. Understanding comes with growth. Got to do the work to understand. You ask God for what you ask him for. I ask him for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's something that I pray for every day, along with other things. But those three are at the top of my list because I know if I have those, everything else will come. I don't want to be a smart dummy. I've been that. Doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result is what, y'all? Complete insanity. We know that. How foolish can you be to obtain the knowledge, know what you're going to achieve if you make this decision and you still make the decision thinking you're going to yield something different? You fool, you. You idiot. And then you want God to come bail you out. Oh, but it's grace. It's sufficient. And he's always right on time. But he will let you be a fool until you get it right. So here I am, this hurt person wanting to be tactical at the time because I'm hurt. And I want everybody around me to feel what I'm feeling because I'm mad. I didn't see then what I saw now. Oh, had I been tactical, it only would have hurt my son. So I decided to do it the other way, God's way. I said, okay. You telling me I got to move back to D.C. I got to give up my shop because, see, I took some losses. Oh, I took some losses. And I'm still bouncing back from those, trying to pick myself up from that. Right. But God has opened every door. I can't lie. It ain't been easy, but it could have been worse. So the transition back happens. And then I have to leave my son. And if it messed me up. It's no other way to say it. I mean, it messed me up bad. And so I do what my spirit tells me to do. Fast forward, here we are. It'll be a really? Sorry, y'all. Sorry. It'll be a year. Oh, my God. Hold on, because I don't want y'all to hear all this. Give me 5 minutes, y'all. I'll be right back on live. 5 minutes. You done got the dogs all upset. I thought you was going to the gym. Yeah, like I'm live. Lock the door. Lord Jesus. My bad, y'all. He comes in here. Know these dogs going to be barking. Know they going to be going ham. But anyway, we back. Okay. So, here I am. Where was I at? Here I am in the middle of my pain, right? And so my spirit is telling me that I have to be completely strategic. Like, I can't be tactical at all. Oh, my God. This is a fool. This hair's hot. I should have took this off. I wanted to show y'all my cornrows, but I ain't going to go that. I ain't going to go that rugged. But God is revealing to me to listen. In order for you to grow, for me to elevate you to the next level, we have to do this the right way. At some point, you're going to have to learn to be better than you have been. And you're going to have to start to do the right thing. So I make the decision to do the right thing. God, if you give me the strength to go on with this, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And so what I didn't know is I was learning how to move in a strategic manner. All right. So we talked about being tactical. Let's talk about strategic thinking for a second. Now, strategic thinking, on the other hand, it is focused on the long term. Strategic thinking is focused on the long term and involves analyzing the big picture. Okay? Developing a plan and allocating resources in a way that will help you achieve long-term goals. All right? Strategic thinking versus tactical thinking. Do you see the difference there? So with tactical thinking, it's very short-term. It's immediate, right? And it needs to be taken to achieve a specific goal. Whatever is happening right now in the now, you need to think tactical. It involves analyzing the current situations and identifying the current resources available, what you have at your hand, and taking action based on that analysis. Nothing else matters. The long term doesn't matter when you're thinking tactical. You're not thinking about the outcome when you're thinking tactical. You're thinking about the right then, right now. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what's about to happen. But the thing with co-parenting and tactical thinking is more than just the right now. If the child is not in immediate danger, why would you ever use a tactical thinking? Because the child has to progress. They have to grow. You have to nurture them and you have to be able to provide. This is why the act of thinking tactical, or what I would say, emotional thinking and co-parenting, just doesn't work. It just doesn't. Versus thinking in a strategical way that's going to help you develop a long-term goal, right? It's focused on long-term. It involves analyzing the big picture. So not just the right now, not just the tactical, but 6 months from now, 6 years from now. You're thinking about how does this help the child in the long run? This is why it's important to use the strategic mind frame or non-emotional thinking when you're co-parenting. I had to learn that. I did not always have that. This is the best level of agreement of co-parenting that I've been through. Come on, y'all, for real. Shut up. This is the best agreement and co-parenting that I've developed with my son's father is us being apart. We agree on things. The focus is always Amir. We're always thinking strategically. And guess who benefits from that? Our son. The long run, he benefits from that. Strategic thinking requires a deep understanding of the organization or situation, i.e. family dynamic, co-parenting relationship, as well as the ability to anticipate future challenges and opportunities. I'm going to read that one more time because my dogs interrupted me. Strategic thinking requires a deep understanding of the organization or situation, co-parenting relationship, as well as the ability to anticipate future challenges and opportunities. See, when you think on the same accord, when you operate on the same accord, which is the well-being of the child, not tactical, not to hurt, because the child is not a pawn, it's a human being, and it has feelings. Okay? So when you're thinking on that, you and the other parent are able to make decisions that benefit the child that may work out in convenience for the both of you. Now, does this happen all the time? No, absolutely not. You know, my son's coming here this summer. He has football camp. I wanted him all summer. I had to wait. Doesn't always work like that, right? But I am able to get him towards the end of the summer when his camp is over. Strategic, right? Not give me my son right now. I don't care what the hell going on. That's not going to benefit him in the long run. Yeah, to make me feel better. Yeah, I'll get to see my son, but he will miss out on his season. It will put him back. He'll be in high school after this year. All of those things, right? So yeah, it makes a difference. Strategic versus tactical. To be more strategic with others, you can start by developing a clear understanding of the organization or situation that you are working in. This is vital. When you are dealing with your other parent, you have to understand each other, whether you agree or not. You don't have to like what the person is telling you, but there has to be an understanding that what needs to happen is at the best interest of the child. That's why I'm saying tactical thinking, unless the child is in immediate danger, normally is not at the best interest of the child. The only way to think is strategically. Strategic thinking is going to always map out what's best for the long term. And in a way, the immediate as well. And then there's some type of compromise that happens in this understanding. You can agree to disagree. It's not going to be 100% because it's not 100% in my situation, but there's always cohesiveness because I think about what's best for our son. That's it. That's my only concern. Not what's best for me, because what's best for me may not always be what's best for Zai. And what's best for his dad may not always be what's best for him. It's about what's best for him. And I make sure that I keep that at the forefront of my co-parenting relationship, understanding the organization, co-parenting, situation that I'm in. This includes understanding the goals and objectives. So if you and the other parent always keep the goals and objectives of the child, you should never not be out of alignment. Again, you may not agree, but you will always do what's best. Understanding the goal. What is the objective here? To make sure that A, B, C, and D is taken care of. That's the only objective. What does that look like? Well, that might not always be pretty. That might not always be what the other parent wants, but it is the right thing to do. So a thing that helped me when I was going through me wanting to be tactical, I understood, or God allowed me to see, that the only thing that matters is my son. I had to, for some reason, he kept that at the forefront of my spirit. And I think that that was the only way that I was able to leave him. Because I didn't want to. I'm about to throw something at you. Because I definitely didn't want to leave my baby. That was out of the question. But I had to think about what was best for him. See, his father offered him a level of discipline, structure, responsibility that I didn't. And I knew that I was raising a young man. See, this boy would be a young man one day. And I knew that I nurtured him more than what I should have. Not more than what I should have, but I definitely spoiled him. See, my son did not wash his own clothes. He didn't cook. He barely cleaned. He didn't have to. Because I did. And is that the right thing for a mom to do? Absolutely. But was it to the benefit of my son? No. because one day he's going to leave me and he's going to go out in this world and he is going to need to be able to sustain on his own as a man. I understood that. I started to see the things that I was keeping him from. And this is not a bad thing. It just is what it is. And I knew that while me and his father were together, there was a certain amount of structure that occurred that I didn't give. And I knew that my son was getting older and I knew that my son needed that. God started to reveal to me why my son needed his dad. Strategic. And this is why he had to stay. My son now cooks his own meals. He washes his own clothes. He's such a gentleman. Very independent. He would not have been that with me. At all. Absolutely not. I'm going to cook. I'm going to wash your clothes. I'm going to clean. He wouldn't have been doing the stuff that he's doing. That would have been to his detriment. And God showed me that. So my tactical thinking would not have been even a win for my son. He's blessed to have received love and nourishment, which he still does for me. But to have his dad show him what it is to be a man is just different, you know, and not all kids are blessed to have both parents in their lives. Unfortunately, we are in separate households, but nonetheless, I think we are better apart as his parents than we ever could be together. And my son benefits wholeheartedly from that. The organization, the goal. He's the goal. He's the achievement. All right? He's the objective. To be more strategic with others, you could start by developing a clear understanding of the organization or situation you are working in. This includes understanding the organization's goals and objectives, its strengths and weaknesses, the strengths and weaknesses that we have in our co-parenting relationship and the external factors that could impact their success. School system. Schools are better in Texas. My son plays sports. I'm just saying, right? I'm in the city. Big difference. Resources that are available, camps, things that he's able to have in Texas because I am 100% veteran and all these disabled veteran and all these other things that he has that they don't have here. Resources. What was best? What was the strategic thing to do? And I really had to weigh that. You also should work to develop strong relationships with others in the organization, including key stakeholders and decision makers. It takes a village. What is a village? How does everyone around that's going to be or that you're going to need feel about the decisions that you're making in reference to your child? And no, it's not their decision at the end of the day. It is between you and the co-parent. But if you're using your parents, their grandparents, their aunts and uncles, it matters. It matters to them. If they're influential in the child's life, it matters. Once you have a clear understanding of the situation, and understand that clear understanding might take some time. See, work has to be done to get a clear understanding, especially when you're co-parenting. Healing has to happen. Y'all not ready for me. Healing has to happen for clear understanding to occur. You got to give yourself time to heal. The decisions that you make, if they're not for the long-term success of your child, then it's the wrong decision. Even though you're hurt, you still got to think outside of that. Once you have a clear understanding of the situation, you can begin to develop a strategic plan that outlines the steps needed to achieve the goal. Then and only then, Once you gain clear understanding, once you may have processed some of those emotions, give yourself time, not a long time, because your child is waiting in limbo. You gotta think about them first. What if it doesn't benefit them, then it's not the right thing to do. And that's period. Right? So only there can you have clear understanding. And both parents should be able to agree on the benefit of the child. If one parent is using tactical thinking and co-parenting, it is going to fail. The organization is not going to be successful. Okay? You're going to fuck it up. And you don't want to do that, because your child's success is standing in the limbo. We as parents cannot make emotional decisions when it comes to being a parent. We just can't. We have to think strategically. Our child's future depends on it, especially if the parents are not together. So you work on that clear understanding to develop a strategic plan that outlines the steps needed to achieve the goals. This plan should be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances. So let's say Zamir father calls me and says, Ty, I need you to keep Zamir for 6 months. There should be nothing in the way of that. I should be able to say, come on. All right. Tag, I'm it. I got it. Boom. Let's do it. And if that's not at the betterment of Zamir, I need to figure out how to make it. See, what you can't be is the co-parent that doesn't have the child most of the time. And the other parent says, hey, I need your help. And then you're not able to deliver. You have to be able to adapt to changes, because change is necessary and it happens. It's the only way for you to grow. Worst thing you could do is to never have your child, and then the other co-parent calls and says, hey, I need you to get your child, and you give them every excuse why you cannot. What happens to the child? See, having that clear understanding. The plan should be flexible enough to adapt to changing circumstances, because if we're doing everything with the child in mind, everything we do should be, hey, I have a child. You should do everything thinking about that child, even if the child isn't with you 100% of the time. I can't move in nothing less than a 2-bedroom. I can't do it. Yes, my son lives with his father, and yes, it would save me some money, but it's not an option. Because if we have a change in circumstance, I need to be able to adapt. I need to be able to be ready, so that my organization is constantly succeeding. All wins, no losses when it comes to my kids. All right. But also be clear. But also provide a clear direction for the action. So yes, the co-parent may say, hey, I need you to keep the child for 6 months out of the blue. Okay, what's going on? You have to communicate that with the other parent. Just can't say, hey, I need you to do it because I need you to do it. That's unrealistic. And then you didn't give them time to properly plan. Yes, they may have everything that they need, but let me know. Let me know why. Let me know how we're going to move forward, because I don't want my son transitioning back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. I want him to have some stability. Those type of things have to be worked out. They have to be talked about. All right. Finally, it's important to communicate your strategic vision to others in the way that they can understand and get behind. Just because you tell me you want to do something doesn't mean that I'm going to agree with it. However, you might can explain to me why you want to do it and what you want to achieve in doing this. Then I can gain a sense of understanding and I can be able to support that. I might not like what you're doing, but your reason behind it, I might can support it, especially if it makes sense. And especially if I know that it's going to be for the total success of the organization, which is our child. You can't get no clearer than that. This will involve creating a compelling narrative that explains why your goals are important and how they will benefit the organization as a whole. I just said that. I didn't even know that was the next line. I just said that. See, I might not like what you're talking, and it might not make sense to me, so you might have to explain why you feel this way and what your goal is. Why you want to do that? Well, I want to do that because I need to do this. I can't do this if he's here, so I need him to come with you for 6 months so I can make these things happen within these 6 months. That's going to put me up. Then when I get him back, I'm able to do this. Or I can get behind that brother. Now that I might get behind, even though it's throwing me off guard, I don't know anything about. See, it has to make sense. You got to talk. You got to be able to communicate. By being strategic in your approach, you can ensure that your efforts are aligned with the organization's goals and that you are making a meaningful contribution as a whole. This made me think about co-parenting, right? When I read this, tactical versus strategical. How that applies to us as parents, especially parents that didn't make it together. I have a lot of friends who are not with their co-parent. I never understood what the big deal was, why they couldn't get along, why things didn't work out. 90% of it is because of feelings and emotions that are not yet healed. There's work that has to be done. But I promise you, if you take these steps and you start to think tactically versus strategically, and you understand how important those mindsets are, and you apply them in your co-parenting relationship, you might can reach some goals that you just were not able to reach before. You, the other parent, and the child are the organization. You are the business. The child is the top priority. They are the objective. So as long as you can operate in achieving the best outcome possible for the objective, for the organization, you, the child will win. Think about it as business because that's what it is. And so I had no idea that I had put aside my tactical way of thinking for a more strategical way in reference to my son. And I tell you, when I did that, I had nothing but success with his dad. It's been very successful for the outcome of our objective, of our organization, which is our child. I hope that this helps somebody. Y'all know me. I only try to stay up here an hour. I don't try to be up here too long, and the room ain't been too busy tonight. It ain't really popping off, and that's okay. Like, some days it's hot, some days it's not, but I always want to give out a good seed. That's what Talks with Ty is about, right? We can get into the mess, we could talk about all the things, but I gotta be giving you food for thought, because I didn't always have that. So I think about the things that I've been able to implement in my life, and I got to share it, right? I got to talk about it. I got to tell somebody how good God is, because he's definitely good. Okay? He's the man. All right? So we've been up here about an hour now. All right? Talks with Ty the podcast. Listen, shout out to everybody that's going to watch this playback. All right? Because I've been getting some views, and I appreciate y'all. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel at Talks with Ty on YouTube. All right. Follow us on Instagram at Talks with Ty _. You tune in there. You can get Ty's Jewels of the Day every day. I think that's it. You know, Talks with Ty on all podcast outlets. We are on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts. You can listen in your car. Listen, my dogs was barking a lot today. Okay. The boo came over here unexpectedly. Normally, that would not have been the thing. Thank you, Melanie. Come on in the room, girl. I'm so happy that you came in here tonight. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 p.m. for Talks with Ty Tuesdays. We also do Mindful Mondays, Soulful Sundays. We come in the room quite a few times a week. This week has been a slow week for me. I've had a few other things going on. I'm doing some planning. I got some things coming down the pipeline for you all. So I've been taking care of that. But I think I am going to do a Wind Down Wednesday tomorrow, simply because I did not do anything else this week. Wind Down Wednesday will probably be a little early if I can get home on time, because Metro's been trying it. So that's my goal. If not, we'll do a Spill the Tea Thursdays, and I will talk about some things. Okay, definitely get into a little bit of tea. All right, thank you guys so much for rocking with me. As always, it's your girl Ty, aka Touched by Ty Hairco, aka Talks with Ty the podcast, and it has been a pleasure. I hope that this fed your soul the way that it fed mine. All right, and I will see you guys sometime this week. I don't know when, but soon. Okay, Talks with Ty the podcast. Those innocent eyes, that smile on your face makes it easy to trust you. My bad, I wasn't supposed to come back. All right, no, y'all, I'm out for real. About peace. That's not a thing.